The Bohemian Grove was founded in 1878 by the Bohemian Club, which was formed in 1872. It is 2,700 acres of private land in Montreal, California, where every summer in July, hundreds of the most powerful and influential men attend what is known as the Cremation of Care ceremony. An early version of it was photographed in 1915 and published by National Geographic. In 1989, a writer for Spy magazine infiltrated Bohemian Grove and mentioned the Cremation of Care ceremony, but did not mention the effigy. The article mostly focused on powerful drunk men dressing in drag and engaged in homoerotic behavior. In 2000, when Alex Jones captured the ceremony on video, you can see an effigy, a model of a person to be destroyed, being burned alive in a ritual sacrifice.
Midsummer sets us free!
Around the time that Alex Jones was there filming it, musician Kid Rock was there as a guest.
Did you? You went to the Grove?
Yeah. It was the first evening, and you gather around whatever, the Owl by this lake, if I remember correctly, which could be a little hazy. It was a long time ago. And, like, I've heard about this place. I'm like, this is some real secret-ass shit. I can't believe I'm fucking here, right? And it's just a trove of celebrities. I met, like, Paul Pelosi and his son.
Oh, boy.
And, like, Chris Matthews, like, you know, and,
oh, okay.
But I was hanging out with them. We were having cool conversations. Kind of
cool.
Weird. And then they asked me, like, I had to come play my guitar.
Oh, no.
And, like, sing at one of these camp things. And I was like, I feel so used. I feel so dirty.
The oldest religion on earth can still be found within many secret societies, the New Age movement, and hiding within many churches, mosques, and synagogues. The basis of this ancient religion is the attainment of counsel from advanced entities for one to gain earthly wealth and power. These advanced entities have a hunger for human life, which is how human sacrifice factors into this ancient transaction. By 2012, a handful of men were making individual claims that they witnessed human sacrifice at Bohemian Grove. Peter Chernoff says that the men taking part in the sacrifice went on to hold various positions of power in society.
Peter, you've witnessed children being sacrificed at the Grove?
You know, I did. At the Bohemian Grove, I was involved in a rather private ritual, Catholic, Nazi, satanic in nature, a service, a working, if you will, with nine relative unknowns at the time, so to speak. Willie Brown, Arlen Specter, Barney Frank, Roger Mahoney, Ratzinger, who's now the Pope, Robert Byrd, George Bush Sr., and Warren Buffett, and the master of ceremonies was Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino.
The cremation of care, what it is, really, it's a discussion regarding population control. They're making decisions as to what group of millions of people they're going to genocide next. And we all have seen the genocides over the last 10, 15 years for anybody that's paying even a modicum of attention.
Over the years, other people have snuck inside to take video.
No way. Bohemian Grove. I made it.
In a phone conversation published by former Project Veritas employee Justin Leslie, James O'Keefe is asked about his recent attendance at the Bohemian Grove.
I was just a guest. I didn't see anything wrong there. Some of our people that I've known for many years were there. If I saw something, I would tell you, but you know, I think there's a lot of conspiracy theories and stuff, and I didn't see anything. And there's a lot of people that support us that are involved in that.
This year, the Cremation of Care ceremony was conducted on July 13th, the same day that Trump narrowly survived an assassination attempt. This ancient religion
is
entrenched.
That is the latest from Greg Reese. We will be back on the other side with your daily dispatch. This is the American Journal, Infowars.com. Share that link now. Share it on X. I'm Ian Harris, Nate Smith. We'll be right back.
Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important?
And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, 1 million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. At the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
It's Friday, August 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. With you live this Friday morning, we're joined by Lisa Logan in the third hour, I guess. Talk about second hour. Talk about the program at the heart of so much of what we see going on in the world, the social emotional learning. The little bit of poison whose effects are only felt decades down the line. Very excited to talk to her. We, of course, have lots of videos to show you. We'll be taking your phone calls throughout the show as well. But let's just get into it like we always do with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Friday, August 16th, 2024. U.S. lying about involvement in Kursk attack, according to a Putin aide. Kiev would never dare stage a large-scale incursion into Russian territory without Washington's blessing and NATO support, former Russian Security Council Secretary Nikolai Pastrushev said. Last week, Kiev launched its largest attack against Russian territory since the outbreak of conflict in February 2022. Western officials have voiced their support for the incursion into Kursk region, but denied any prior knowledge or involvement in the operation. That, of course, is a lie, but regardless about the truth, it matters what the Russians believe. In other words, if they're under the impression that they are in a direct war with NATO and America, well, it's sort of a self-fulfilling thing, isn't it? If they believe it to be true, it kind of is. Meanwhile, some updates to the assassination attempt of Donald Trump last month. Trump assassination victim set to file major lawsuit against the deep state to discover the truth about what happened. This is a special report from Infowars.com. You can find it there, where during his Thursday show, Alex Jones spoke with attorney Robert Barnes about a Trump supporter who is now suing the deep state after attending the ill-fated Butler rally and who was shot during the assassination attempt. So we may actually be getting some answers. It's a sad state of affairs that a person shot after the failure of Secret Service to do their most basic job is now having to file a lawsuit to find things out about this. But I'm not even sure how much there is to find anymore. After all, another story from today. The FBI secretly released would-be Trump assassin Thomas Crooks's body to be cremated before Representative Clay Hicks could examine it. So, yes, apparently the body of the would-be assassin has been cremated completely, cannot be investigated or looked at whatsoever because they burned it to ash as quick as they possibly could. A very, very common occurrence in deaths for which suspicion of the deep state is involved. Meanwhile, hey, speaking of deaths where the deep state's involved, monkeypox vaccine maker's stock price soars after WHO declares global public health emergency. Stock prices for Mpox vaccine maker Bavarian Nordic surged after the World Health Organization on Thursday declared Mpox a global public health emergency. The company's share prices jumped 17% in early trading in Copenhagen today. Forbes reported after climbing 12% yesterday when the WHO made its announcement. In the U.S., shares were up 33% this morning. The WHO cited recent outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo and neighboring nations in its declaration. Monkeypox, I remind you, is a sexually transmitted disease that affects gay men. Meanwhile, Israel officials say Iran war inevitable and U.S. should strike now. Just strike now. I think the best thing for you to do is just go ahead and strike Iran preemptively, says the Israeli diplomat. The Israeli diplomat told Newsweek that a large-scale confrontation with Iran was guaranteed to come and called on U.S. President Joe Biden to take direct action against the Islamic Republic sooner than that. It's inevitable, Flor Hassan Nahum, a special envoy of the Israeli Foreign Ministry, told Newsweek in reference to the looming possibility of a war with Iran as regional tensions threaten to boil over into serious escalation. The ominous prediction comes as Iran threatens to exact vengeance against Israel over the unclaimed killing of Hamas Political Bureau Chief Ismail Haniyeh 2 weeks ago in Tehran. The United States has scrambled to avoid major escalation by pushing both Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Haniyeh's successor Yahya Sinwar toward a ceasefire to their raging war in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu, like, I just can't. There's too much going on right now. We have to see this through. And of course, the Hamas person is like, you think I'm meeting with them? They're going to kill me. No, they're desperately doing everything they can to kill me. I can't meet with them. It's got to be hard to carry out negotiations when you keep killing the other side's negotiators. But hey, what do you know? So yeah, they're trying to get America to preemptively strike Iran. Do we even need to get into this? I guess we will. I guess we'll get into that a little bit later. I think we should preemptively get out of the Middle East. That's my suggestion. And finally, we have this. Kamala Harris to propose economic policy focused on lowering food, housing prices. I think they may have changed this headline. They're downplaying it extremely. Harris to propose economic policy focused on lowering food, house prices. She's proposing price limits. She's proposing the economic cure-all that has destroyed empires since Diocletian. But hey, maybe it'll work this time. Maybe this time the federal government can be entrusted to set food prices. And maybe this time it won't result in the deaths of untold millions of people by starvation. Maybe. Maybe. I guess we're going to give it a try. Vice President Kamala Harris on Friday will unveil a proposed ban on price gouging in the grocery and food industries, embracing a strikingly populist proposal in her most significant economic policy announcement since becoming the Democratic Party's nominee. See, they're struggling right now because they are unrepentant liars about everything. That's like the basis of where their trouble comes from. So like, start with that as a premise, and it's pretty easy to understand how we got to where we are now. See, they're trying to both simultaneously celebrate having a fantastic economy, despite everybody knowing that's a lie. But Kamala Harris is running for president and is promising to fix the economy, which doesn't make any sense if the economy is great. Also doesn't make sense that her ideas or policies would improve it since he is, in fact, in office right now. So you've got a variety of lies from a different directions all sort of colliding with each other in this chaotic maelstrom of deception from the Democrats, and they don't know quite what to do. So Kamala Harris is like, I can't, you know, economics is like one of the main issues of this election, and I can't exactly run on the economy because I was vice president when the whole thing collapsed and prices doubled everywhere. But we're pretending that that didn't happen, so I can't exactly run against my own economy in a full-fledged way. Basically, there's nothing that she can suggest that isn't already being done right now, so she can't say, you know, she can't just come out with the same economic policy that is in place right now that is failing utterly and is the cause of massive unsustainable inflation. She can't exactly embrace that and run forward with it. She needs something new. And so what they're going with is price limitations, is a communistic dictation from on high, centralized price controls to fight price gouging. So there's that. She wants to give sweeping new powers to federal authorities. She said in a statement released Wednesday night, she would push for the first ever federal ban on food price hikes. They say she'll also announce plans to lower prescription and drug housing costs, the campaign said. Harris's plan amounts to a sharp escalation in the economic populism of even President Joe Biden, who's already pulled the party to the left on economic policy compared to his Democratic predecessors. Oh, has he pulled the party to the left on economic policy? No, I can tell because I can't afford anything anymore. That's what the outcome of that is. Let me just say now, that's it. That's your Daily Dispatch. We're going to get back to some of these stories. What tends to happen is I try to do a Daily Dispatch in like 5-10 minutes so we can upload it to X. And then I always end up taking the last story in the dispatch and just rolling with it and talking about it. So then what's supposed to be a short little morning recap of all the news stories instead becomes a 20-minute long rant that nobody wants to share on their social media. So I'm cutting off the Daily Dispatch there with a reminder to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support everything that we do here. Prices not gouged. Fight back now while you still can afford to before the communists get in charge and implement their constantly disproven theories of retardation in an attempt to control the food we need to sustain our existence. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to fight back against, you know, fiddling with, tinkering with, and experimenting with the vitals process, the process is vital to our continuing life. I got some videos to go to, and I've been thinking about this one a lot. We're going to take a momentary break from the actual policy discussion so I can fulfill my role as spokesperson and ambassador for the white race. Yes, folks. We are now calling to order a meeting of all white people. All white people, please attend. I have a burdenous announcement to make. We're going to go to clip number two here. And it is with great and solemn import. And I've thought a lot about this, that I have to make a declaration. You know, we say a lot of 3 hours a day on this show, 5 days a week, years and a lot gets said. You know, frankly, some of it's fluff. Some of it, you say it, it goes out there. Maybe people like it. Maybe they don't. Maybe they share it. Maybe they don't. But not today. Today, I'm going to make a proclamation. I'm going to make a declaration. I don't know if you know this. You might not know this. All white people get to do this. All white people, at least once a month, get to make a proclamation on behalf of all other white people. They don't tell you that. They don't want you to know. But it's true. You can. And it has carries all the force and weight of the law. What am I talking about? What the hell could I possibly be saying right now? Very simple. I, Harrison Smith, in my role as white person, do hereby declare Tim Walz is not a white person. We reject him. He is outcast. He has been stripped of his participation in this brotherhood. And here's why. Clip number two.
Like, I have white guy tacos and
what is
like
that?
Black,
like mayonnaise and tuna? What are you doing?
Pretty much ground beef and cheese.
That's okay. Do you put any flavor in it?
No.
Oh.
Here's the deal.
No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is the top of the spice level in Minnesota, you know?
I'm the first vice president, I believe, who has ever grown chili peppers.
I'm trying to expand my food knowledge.
You know, we've got some cantaloupes. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Blech. You are cast out, Tim Walz. You are cast out into the wilderness. You are no longer a white man. I hereby declare that with this sickening display, this minstrel show you're participating in, you no longer have what it takes to be a white man, and you are hereby cast out. What a pathetic, shameful display of self-flagellation. Maybe, you know, maybe not everybody feels as strongly about this as me, but I got to say, it's really pathetic and sad and in a way despicable the way white people are so self-effacing these days. I mean, am I the only one? I don't know. Watching this again, it's a minstrel show is what it is. It's a minstrel show. This white guy going, I do the whitest tacos. I eat tacos with like mayonnaise and salmon. I'm a disgusting white person. I'm just a disgusting, scared white person. Black pepper, a little spicy for me, thanks. I think I get it now. Like, I think I get what it was like to be in the 1930s and be like a self-respecting black man, like owning a small business, and you turn on TV and you see a black guy like shucking and jiving, just being like, I'd love some watermelon, massa. And you're just like, you traitor, you sickening little weasel. How dare you? I mean, am I the only one? I feel like a proud black man having just watched a minstrel show. this self-effacing, despicable, but hey, I'm not here to condemn. I'm here to uplift. I'm here to uplift and celebrate white people. You want to know the relationship between white people and spices? Spices were one of the reasons white people conquered the entire world. White people liked spices so much, they took over the continent of Southeast Asia. It's kind of like our thing, actually. White people, again, created trade networks that were, you know, started corporations stronger than 90% of the world's nations because they liked pepper so much, because they liked turmeric just that little much. Now, there's always the classic sort of, I don't know, you'd call it a meme, I guess. I think there's some truth to it. Some of the perception of the white diet, white cuisine, if you will. Cuisine, a French word, French white people. I mean, just the greatest food in the world. Yeah, Italians, French people. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I honestly don't even know what I'm trying to say here. I feel like it's a very weird thing that somebody should stand up against, that somebody should point out. Nobody is proud of you for despising your own race. Nobody is proud of you for playing into the stereotypes. Nobody thinks it's cool or funny. They think you're weak and pathetic and like a loser. And what are you gaining from this? What is Kamala Harris gaining from this? I was more offended at Kamala Harris's statements and all this. When he's like, oh, I do like white guy tacos. She's like, what, tuna and mayonnaise? Like, oh. So you're kind of like a bitch, huh? Again, I just can't imagine what it would be like the other way around. I mean, think about the way black people are treated by the Republican Party. Think about, like, what's his name? Byron Daniels. Think about Ben Carson. Think about any of the black men in prominent positions in the Republican Party. I mean, I guess, you know, in a way, Kamala is also the minstrel show for black people. Because she does kind of do that stuff. But I'm just imagining like a conversation where it's like a vice, it's the black vice presidential candidate. Just being like, well, you know, I just eat chitlins. I don't know nothing about that fancy baked chicken breast. Like, why would you do this to yourself? And why would you let anybody treat you this way? It doesn't even matter if it's true. It doesn't matter if it's a deliberate insult to like your race of people, and you're sitting there participating in it. And it's sad. And I just want white people to be proud of themselves. Because everybody is, because everybody's proud of themselves. And white people have a hell of a lot of stuff to be proud of, I should remind you. And I've just noticed it in my own life. I'm sure everybody has, where it's like white people use the term white as like something bad. I was talking to friends who from Houston, but they were like, yeah, we went to Portland. It was like the whitest city ever. You all know their description for why it was the whitest city ever? Because at one point they were walking down the street in downtown. They heard a crowd cheering and they went around the corner and found a impromptu skateboarding competition taking place in an alley with like a bunch of white people standing around cheering, guys doing tricks on skateboards. And it's like, man, that sounds awesome. Actually, that sounds great. And that's my thing now, just to sort of throw people off, because it's not sick or weird to like white people. It's sick or weird to live in a society that universally despises, insults, and disrespects the majority population, and nobody says anything about it, and everybody thinks it's fine and funny. And so now whenever anybody is like, yeah, that was really white. That town was really, the town I grew up in was really white. I always just make sure to be like, oh, sounds awesome. No, that sounds cool. That sounds super fun, actually. And I remember I had to go through this too. I was talking to my friend, John. It was actually John, Lebanon John, who I do Moonbase live with. This was years and years ago. I was in Colorado and we were at a public tennis court. And I'm talking to John on the phone. And I'm like, man, Colorado's crazy, man. There's like these $300 tennis rackets just sitting out on the court for anybody to use. They have these hooks. They just hang the rackets on. I'm just like, this is crazy, dude. How do they just leave these expensive rackets out? My friend John, who's Lebanese, is just like, oh, it's because it's all white people, dude. No, it's because it's all white people. You can do that type of stuff when it's all white people everywhere. I never entered into my mind. I never thought about the racial implications. But with the obsession about race going on and on and on in this country and the singular direction of the hatred, I feel like it's necessary to do some minor part. My hope is maybe later today, maybe tomorrow, when somebody listening to my voice is in some conversation and somebody says something self-effacing as a white person or something about like spices, that instead of just like nodding along or, you know, letting people get away with being racist to you, you can just, you know, casually drop a line of something like, yeah, white people are cool, man. Yeah, actually, I like white people. Just drop that and see how it goes. So I am sorry to have to do that to Tim Walz. It's never fun. It's not a pretty thing. But it's official and it can't be taken back. Tim Walz is not a white man. His position and privilege as a white man has hereby been revoked.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
A limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary, 24-carat, .999, pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Talk a little bit about, continue to talk about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. You might be asking me, now that it's official, now that I have stripped Tim Walz of his racial designation for failure to uphold the standards required for such a role, what race does he become? Well, it's an interesting question. He actually has transcended race. His race is now cuck. He is now officially a cuck American, an American of cuckold ancestry. There's various ways to say that. A person of the cuck persuasion. And it's time we bring that word back. Here's another video of Tim Walz and Kamala Harris in a highly scripted and deeply inauthentic conversation where they're just showing what real people they are. And I'm sorry if you're eating breakfast during this. Try not to throw up. Let's watch.
I called you, Tim.
Yes.
You didn't answer, Tim.
I know.
What happened?
The most important call of my life. It popped up, and we didn't recognize the caller ID, and it went to voicemail.
Hi, this is Tim. I'm not able to answer.
There you go.
Possible. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. It's Kamala. I really want to talk to you.
It is an amazing privilege. I'm excited. I just want to be part of the excitement that you're generating.
Well, we're doing it together, buddy. It's fine. We're doing it together.
We're doing it together, buddy. Good boy. Sit. Is this just the attitude? I can see the conversation now. I can see the PR, you know, the campaign people with Kamala going, right now, we've run the simulation right now. What resonates with people is authenticity. They crave authenticity. That's all they want from their politicians is being authentic. So we've got to really put everything we've got into faking authenticity. We really got to convince people that you're authentic through a very carefully crafted media campaign with highly scripted and produced videos to show how authentic you are. It's not working. No, it's not working, though. It's all like worse than reality shows, honestly. It doesn't seem real at all. I also would love to see, because obviously they were filming Kamala make the phone call, expecting to catch on camera Tim Walz doing his Miss America shriek. Tim, it's Kamala. I want you to be my vice president. That's what they wanted to capture it, but he didn't answer. I'd love to see if they were filming on the other side, Tim Walz getting a phone call and going, 666, I don't recognize this number. Do you know his phone number is 666? Well, we'll let it go to voicemail, and then they check the voicemail. Hi, Tim, it's Kamala. He's just like, oh. No, she's still laughing. The transcript on the voicemail is just like, unhinged cackling for 2 minutes. Yeah, it's all very inauthentic. It's all very fake. They're trying very hard to shape the vibes of this campaign because that's all they have. At this point, according to my records, Kamala Harris has come out with two policy proposals. Count them, two. Like, that's literally all. And again, I want to emphasize the strangeness of having one presidential candidate who has no policy proposals, no set of policy, no thought about it whatsoever, apparently, Kamala Harris, who instead of actually saying what her policies would be or why she should be voted for, she instead is dedicating all of her time to criticizing a set of policies that is not Donald Trump's and that he has repeatedly and vehemently disavowed, Project 2025. So that's the status of, like, the programs, the policies of this campaign, of this competition. You've got one side that refuses to have policies and another side who you can't even talk about their policies because that first side is constantly criticizing this other third set of policies that isn't actually related to either of these people. It's all nonsense. So she's come out with two policies. One is the no tax on tips, which is in fact one of Trump's policies. Okay, so that's 0 for 1 for Kamala. The second policy she's decided to come out with is price controls on food, which, you know, some policies are like communistic in nature. This is one of them, but it's one of the ones that usually gets implemented, not like right off the bat with the revolution. Usually this comes like later on in the communistic lifestyle when the market is collapsing and starvation has already begun. And it's like a last ditch effort to like, prime the pump and like keep this thing going for a little while. So it's interesting that we're jumping to like stage 4 communism and instituting price controls right off the bat, because I remind you, the economy that Kamala Harris has been vice president for the last 4 years, I guess, has left us in such a position that people feel the need to do such a dramatic and consequential thing, such as price limitations on food, which is a condemnation of the very economy that she is supposedly running on. So that's where we're at this point. It's dizzying, but here we are. Harris's plan will include the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries, setting clear rules of the road to make it clear that big corporations can't unfairly exploit consumers in the run-up to excessive and run-up excessive corporate profits on food and groceries, the campaign said in a statement. I guess it would be nice now if the very same Democrats didn't forcibly shut down all the small businesses during COVID and forcibly consolidate all of our food supply and the entire, you know, trade networks into massive corporate conglomerates with monopolistic control of the food we need to sustain us. Seems like maybe something should have been done about that. But no, instead they have consolidated and centralized all economic authority. It's made everything worse. And now they're going to institute price controls in order to fix the problem they solved. Incredible. Now, I wasn't joking when I said this is the, you know, oldest trick in the book, a failed policy since the time of Diocletian. And let's do a little history lesson, shall we? The Edict on Maximum Prices. The Edict on Maximum Prices, the edict concerning the sale price of goods, was issued by Diocletian in 301 AD. The document denounces greed and sets maximum prices and wages for all important articles and services. The Edict on Maximum Prices is still the longest surviving piece of legislation from the period of the Tetrarchy. The edict was criticized by Lactantius, a rhetorician from Nicomedia, who blamed the emperors for the inflation and told of fighting and bloodshed that erupted from price tampering. By the end of Diocletian's reign in 305, the edict was, for all practical purposes, ignored. The Roman economy as a whole was not substantially stabilized until Constantine's coinage reforms in the 310s. During the crisis of the 3rd century, Roman coinage had been debased by numerous emperors and usurpers who minted their own coins using base metal to reduce the underlying metallic value of coins used to pay soldiers and public officials. Diocletian issued a currency decree, multiple of them, which attempted to reform the system of taxation and stabilize the coinage. Isn't that something? 1,700 years ago, an empire of centralized governmental control debased its currency by replacing metal, gold, and silver specie for something worth less in an attempt to create a fiat currency. That led to economic destabilization and unsustainable price hikes for which they did price controls.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today. at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming at Real Alex Jones on X.
For thousands of years on end, it turns out. It really is astonishing. And I've said it before, if you want to really see how the American Empire is following the course of the Roman one, you've got to find Roman history. You've got to find history books about Rome from like the 1950s. Because everybody writing today has to be aware of this parallel, and so they either try to downplay it or play it up. It affects how they tell the story. But if you go back to the 1950s, before America was in decline, before we fell into the trap of empire, they talk about Rome in a way that you can just switch the name Rome for America, and it means exactly the same thing. They're writing in a way that unconsciously is telling the story of America, but about Rome. You need to find histories from before, you know, this became obvious and historians became aware of it. Because it really is astonishing, the parallels. And it's because this stuff isn't all that complicated. It's like when you go back, I was talking to Ben Warren about this. There's a play from ancient Greece, 2,000 years ago, called Assembly Women. And it's a parody. It's like a comedy where they put all the women in charge and the women basically create communism. It's the whole play is them just like instituting price controls and instituting sexual equality and sexual equity. Where it was like men could only sleep with the most beautiful women if they slept all the ugly women first. And it's like, oh, there were feminists in ancient Athens? That's interesting. How did they know? How is it that you could read a play from Greece about gender relations and you know, sexual relationships from 2,000 years ago, and it's so pertinent to nowadays because some things don't change. Things like the relationship between the genders, just family dynamics, the things at the base of humanity that compel us. It's really a beautiful thing, knowing how close we really are to these people that lived so long ago. And there are things like economic policy. There's just certain realities to it. It's like gravity. It's like, yeah, gravity was the same back then too. When you dropped something, it fell. And when you debased the currency, it caused inflation. When you lowered the value of the actual money and went from a system based on specie and bullion and metal-backed currency to currency backed by nothing but the will of the state, it starts to go downhill pretty quick. And then to try to fix it, you have to implement other policies, and those policies fail, and you have to implement others. It's the lady who swallowed a fly, and then swallowed a spider, and then swallowed a frog. It's like, yeah, it's a feedback loop that gets worse and worse. Eventually, somebody has to come along and break you out of it, snap you out of it. Stop doing these supposed solutions that make everything worse. In the case of Rome, the person who did that was Constantine. How did he do it? By converting to Christianity and creating a gold-backed currency. He literally did it by going back to gold-backed currency. He was basically Ron Paul of the 300s. Just when we read that Wikipedia article, Diocletian tried to do these currency. Well, first there were currency reforms. They denuded the actual metal value of the coins. It became a fiat currency for all intents and purposes. Inflation skyrocketed. They tried to put price controls. That caused starvation and mass riots, and it didn't go well. That's the next step, by the way. As we look back in history, we're actually looking into the future. And then to solve it all, someone had to come along, convert the entire empire to Christianity, and create a gold-backed currency once again. Incredible. After the economic disruptions caused by the inflationary crisis of the 3rd century AD, Emperor Constantine decided to reform the monetary system in order to restore stability. In AD 310, he began to issue a new gold coin called the Solidus, whose name, derived from the Latin for solid, clearly reflected the emperor's desire to stabilize the currency. In AD 312, the weight of the Solidus was set at 4.55 grams, representing a devaluation of around 15% compared to Diocletian Aurelius. The Solidus was the cornerstone of the new Roman monetary system throughout the 4th and 5th centuries. So we have the answer. We have the solution. When the debasement of your currency is causing hyperinflation and making everything more expensive, the solution is to undo and reverse that process, not add in a new and disturbing process on top of all of it, which is what Kamala Harris is planning now. Harris's plan will include the first ever federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries, setting clear rules of the road to make it clear big corporations can't unfairly exploit consumers to run up excessive corporate profits on food and groceries, the campaign said in a statement. The exact details of the campaign's plan were not immediately clear, but Harris said she would aim to enact the bill within her first 100 days, in part by directing the Federal Trade Commission to impose harsh penalties on firms that break new limits on price gouging. The statement did not define price gouging or excessive profits, which is good to see. They're not defining the words that they will be using to dictate the terms of entire industries. Incredible. Republican and many Democrat economists see mandatory price controls as a counterproductive form of government intervention that discourages firms from producing enough supply to meet demand. This represents a return to the lazy, failed economic policies of the 1970s, or the 310s for that matter. I mean, there's just a certain unavoidable reality at play here. You cannot change the rules of nature. You cannot just keep trying the same policy that fails every single time it's been implemented for 2,000 years and just hope it works this time. This is absurd. This is nonsense. This is, in fact, extremely dangerous, as it can very quickly spiral out of control, where you're putting price limitations on food prices and the food companies can't quite handle it and have to start firing people, and then less competent people come in and everything gets worse, but they can't deal with it because they can't make the money they need to stay afloat because they can't charge the prices that they want, and the government's going to have to come in to bail them out, and that's going to cost a ton of taxpayer money. It's like, can they not play this out in their head? Can they not see how this inevitably progresses moving forward? Or is that exactly what they want? Because these are the options. These are the only two available eventualities. And InfoWars has a video of this. Kamala's communist price fixing would deal the death blow to America's economy. And while I'm on the topic here, I think Elon Musk posted this story, the nightmare of grocery shopping in Venezuela, where you can see where price controls on grocery for groceries has led people in the past. It's also an interesting comment. Somebody said that this price control system is the very same one that Kamala Harris's father implemented in Jamaica, which is interesting. I'm not sure people know about Kamala's dad, the literal communist, who was setting price limitations on the country of Jamaica. Oh, sorry. Did you think that Kamala Harris was like Jenny from the block? Do you think she was just, you know, grew up as a black American in America, experiencing things that other black Americans, or is she the daughter of the elite and a total minstrel show unto herself? Yeah, it's all very absurd that they're actually trying this, but they absolutely are. And people are going to vote for him, apparently, because she dances, because she can dance, apparently. Oh, yeah, here it is on Amuse. Kamala Harris's first policy proposal mirrors the one her father implemented in 1970s Jamaica, price controls on food. As Marxist economist advising the government, her father's policies led to widespread starvation and suffering. Venezuela tried it in 2013. Same result, devastation. A Diocletian tried it in 310. The communists tried it in the 20s and 30s and killed 10 million Ukrainians in the Holodomor. They tried it in Jamaica in the 70s. They tried it in Venezuela in 2013. They tried it in Cuba in the 60s. It's failed every single time, but maybe it'll work this time. Maybe with black girl magic, Kamala Harris can finally feed the world or whatever.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already bestsellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the nitric boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our nitric boost is sold out. They have their nitric boost. They even let us use their name nitric boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
I'm going to go to the hospital.